Thank you. And we trust that this will be the day that you will do today what you need to do to really worship God. We invite you to come to services at the Independence Missionary Baptist Church, located at Forestdale, Missouri. Last Sunday, we began a message preaching about the establishment of the first church. And we have 13 points that we want to give totally in this whole series. But last time we covered 4 of these points. And notice that the early church had the gospel message before the day of Pentecost. That's in Mark chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. Number 2 is that the first church had baptized believers before the day of Pentecost. That's in the book of John chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. Number 3 is that the church had an organization, even a treasurer, before the day of Pentecost. That's John 13, verse 29. The Bible makes it very, very clear that Jesus Christ started his kind of church during his own personal ministry. I know today that most churches don't know what I'm talking about. Most pastors, when you talk to them about this particular subject, they will get a gloss on their eyes. Most church members, when you talk to them about this very vital, very important thing, they will just simply not hear at all. But some people will. And I pray today that you are one of those people that will just listen to what the Word of God has to say. Remember this, that Jesus Christ started his kind of church. There's a lot of churches in this world today. There's lots of churches. But we need to attend a church that believes that Jesus Christ started his kind of church during his own personal ministry. Point number 5 is this. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through verse 18, before the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ instructed his church how to deal with unruly members. Now, this is in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through verse 18. This is point number 5. The Bible says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established." Now notice this in verse 17. "And if he neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church." Wow. Tell it unto the church. "And if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican." Listen, what the Bible says here. Jesus is giving instructions to his church, giving instructions to his people. He knows that the way we are, we offend one another. That's what the Bible says. We're just that way. We're human beings, and we do that. And so we have to go to a brother in Christ and ask apology, or we have to tell a brother what you've done to offend me in such a way. And if that happens, or I should say when that happens, then we need to follow the instructions that God has set out in his word. And if our brother will hear us, then fine. We have gained our brother. But if he will not hear us, then what recourse do we have? The Bible says to take with thee two or three more, that in the mouth of two or three, that every word may be established. And if he won't hear those, if he won't hear at least these three more, then the Bible says, tell it unto the church. Wow. And this happened, this is in Matthew chapter 18. This is before the day of Pentecost. Jesus Christ is giving instructions to his church as to how to deal with unruly members. But notice, in verse 18 is a very vital passage. "Verily I say unto you," and the word "verily" means truly, "truly I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." This is a very serious thing. It's to listen to a brother in Christ is to listen and to heed those things. There's nobody perfect, well, except Christ. He's the only one that's perfect. He's the only one that's absolutely right. The rest of us, we need to take warning, do we not? So the Bible says that we ought to do this thing about offenses. If they will not hear us, then tell it to the church. So somebody would say, well, what if the church don't hear it? Then you're in the wrong church. That's all I can say. You're in the wrong church. If the church will not hear it. And I've heard of cases just where that offenses are brought and that the people in the church will not hear what is being said. Then I'll say, you're in the wrong church. You know, it's more important that we be right with God than anybody else. You think about what we're saying here. Point number six is this, that Jesus Christ established the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. Well, look at that. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26 through verse 30, the Bible says that Jesus Christ established his Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. Matthew 26, and begin reading in verse 26. The Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take ye, this is my body. Who did that? Remember what I've said, that Jesus Christ established the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. And we just read in Matthew 26 and verse 26, as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he, that is Jesus Christ, took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Listen, who was it that gave the first church the Lord's Supper? Well, Jesus Christ did. This is an important thing that we might see and understand that Jesus, during his own personal ministry upon this earth, that he was the one that gave the church the Lord's Supper. It was not given somebody else. It was not somebody else that first gave the Lord's Supper. But it was Jesus Christ himself. The Bible gives us in the Matthew 26, verse 26 through 30, all of the different things that happened when Jesus gave the Lord's Supper. It's important for us to understand that Jesus gave the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. The Lord's Supper is one of the church's ordinances. It's just one. Baptism is the other. By the way, when did baptism start? And who baptized? Before the day of Pentecost? You got it. It all happened before the day of Pentecost. I know that there's a lot of people that want to overlook this very vital fact, but it cannot be overlooked. It cannot be at all. Number seven is this, that Jesus Christ gave the commission to evangelize. Jesus Christ himself gave the commission to teach, to baptize all of those that believed before the day of Pentecost. Understand that Jesus Christ started his church before the day of Pentecost. It was not started on the day of Pentecost. It was not started after the day of Pentecost, but the real church, the Lord Jesus Christ, was started before the day of Pentecost. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through verse 20, here's what we're going to read. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, Jesus said this. Jesus came before the people. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is after his resurrection. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Understand here that no church, however they are filled with saved people, have the authority from God to do anything at all in this present world. Think of that. Jesus Christ alone has that power. He has that authority. There's going to be many people that's going to be preaching, that's going to be baptizing, that's going to be doing many good things that are accepted by the vast majority of men, but that doesn't mean anything to God. You see, if God has not accepted them and God has not accepted what they are doing, even if they are doing a very good thing. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 7. The Bible says that many people are going to come to Christ. They're going to say, Lord, we have preached in your name. We've cast out devils in your name. We've done all these good things in your name. But Jesus Christ will say to them, I never knew you. It's very important for us to understand that Jesus Christ gave his church the right to evangelize, the right to teach, and the right to baptize those that believed before the day of Pentecost. It's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through verse 20. Is it clear enough? Let's go to the next point. Point number 8 is this, that Jesus Christ himself appeared with his church before the day of Pentecost. Look in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and verse 1 through 4. The Bible said, the former traces have been made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both to do and teach, unto the day he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen to them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. This is very clear. This is in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. That's what I read. That Jesus Christ assembled with his church before the day of Pentecost, giving them the commission and explaining to them that they need to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he. The promise of the Father came on the day of Pentecost, not after. The promise of the Father actually came to these people on the day of Pentecost. They were already baptized. They were already chosen of God. This happened before the day of Pentecost. Is it not clear that Jesus Christ sanctioned his church? Not so many different kinds of churches, and many of these churches preach a different gospel. Jesus Christ, after his passion upon this earth, after his death, after his burial, after his resurrection, again appeared before his church, the ones that he had chosen, not before all the Jews, even all the believing Jews. Jesus Christ appeared to those whom he had chosen. He did not appear before those that chose themselves, or that others had chosen. Jesus Christ revealed himself to those people continually for 40 days. And he spoke to them about the things of God. You see, Jesus Christ did all of this. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me again today. We appreciate you listening to the message, and we pray that God would touch your heart with the truth of what he has said. Thank you now for listening.